Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dehazu hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Strain is hit by the pitch. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Raines. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Raines steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson strikes out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wrights strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dehazu fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dehazu. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter moves to third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Parrish moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards second. Strain fields the ball and throws to second. DeJesu drops the ball. That's an out and an error on DeJesu. Parrish scores. Spear moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear scores. Raines moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. DeJesu is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesu hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rochelle fires to first and picks off Dawson. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Strain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strain is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Strain takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strain moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Dawson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dawson. Strain scores. Buckner moves to third. Henderson moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers has Buckner trapped. There's the throw to Carter and over to Parrish, who tags Buckner for the out. Henderson moves to third. Durham moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. Durham moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Expos. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive towards first. Cromarty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Blackwell reaches second base with a double. Mike Tyson pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blackwell scores. Tyson moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Expos, 3. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tyson moves to third. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Strain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyson scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caudill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Caudill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Caudill moves to second. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Strain strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cromarty strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson fires over to first and Cromarty drops the ball. That's an error on Cromarty. Henderson moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reitz is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reitz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's Cubs, 4, Expos, 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tidrow. Dawson moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Carter steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Blackwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tracy pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tracy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.